and it was just accepted that he could play anything that he heard, that he was always composing, even as a young boy. And to make matters worse, they had a piano teacher by the name of Smetana, who lived from this name. He was some distant relative of the composer, Smetana, and must have been a first-class jerk, because he told Eric's mother that she should not allow Eric to the piano, and that she that he would go crazy if she let him there. And so she believed all this, and she burned his compositions, and she closed the piano with a key and let him play. And Eric said that it is incredible, because there's nobody I have now, through Eric, known so many musicians, and to everyone, Mozart is the god, you know? Now Eric said that he, in his youth, he began to hate Mozart because the older brothers went through this, this was a course, and you played Mozart, and then you played Beethoven. Now his brother could already play Beethoven, and Eric heard it, and then he could play it by heart, you know, from what he heard it. But he made him play Mozart because that was the step by step, you know. And so to him that seemed like being held back, you know. And he had absolutely no flexibility, you know. If I had were a teacher and had a gifted child who wanted to play Mozart and could play it, you know, even without, you know, I would let him, certainly. You know?
Oh, yes.
So, anyway.
Well, in addition to these obstacles that were placed in his path, was it true that the father would actually put want ads of professions?
Well, that was later, you know. He Eric saw that he couldn't get anywhere with his parents, and so he decided that the only way was to flunk school, but completely. And he succeeded completely, and I think he had a certificate at the end of the what would be here the 10th grade, but of nothing but fail. I mean, he wanted to fail so that they should see, you know. So then they had like a family council, and I think a cousin was very instrumental, and the parents were finally persuaded to let him go to the academy.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But in the academy it was a disaster again, because Eric said that when he entered the examinations, they examined his possibility of hearing, you know, his musicality. And he said they all came together marveling about it. He had that also in his later years. You could sit on the piano and he would tell you every tone that you hit by sitting on it, you know. He had absolute, you know, hearing. And so when they did that and had complicated chords, so they immediately put him into, I think, harmony, and left out something that was before, you know. But he didn't understand anything, because he had never had any real instruction or any. So he just sat there and didn't know what the professor was talking about. And then, of course, when there were tests, and written tests, he flunked them completely. So after the semester was over, he got home a certificate of flunking again. So the parents said, "See, what did I tell you? You know." And so the father began then wanting him to take a job as an apprentice. You know, so he came with these rum pads every day to his bed, and he had several unfortunate experiences, and then they allowed him to go on.
Maybe you could illustrate a couple of these unfortunate experiences.
Well, he said that at one job he lasted a day because they discovered he was supposed to write in a folio the sales or something, you know. And he began each line with a clef. And then the boss discovered that at the end, or whoever was in charge of him discovered that at the end of the day, that was the end of his being there.